Music from Poor Moon. That is from their self-titled new album. We just heard Phantom Light, and you're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I am Juliet Frumhold, and I am joined here in the studio by two guys that are making things happen in downtown Dayton in the arts community, Peter Benkendorf and Terry Welker. Welcome to both of you.
Great to be here.
Very glad to have you both. Now, let's start out. I know a lot of people have probably heard the name Blue Sky Project, but for those who are unfamiliar, tell us a little bit about what the Blue Sky Project is.
Blue Sky is a summer experience that brings together five professional artists from around the world and 40 local teens to collaborate and make amazing works of contemporary art every summer. It's an unusual program in that it it attracts artists who across a lot of disciplines, which is atypical for an artist residency. And at the same time, these artists are asked to invite 40 teenagers from throughout the Miami Valley region into that into their studio space. And through an eight-week process of community building, those folks come together and produce contemporary art that has actually been, over the years, sold all around the world. So very unusual to bring artists and kids together the way we do.
That's got to produce some really amazing and unexpected results to have different artists and different kids sort of coming together and seeing what happens. Do you start off with a theme every year or some sort of thread?
Well, I think the thread is that we ask artists to propose projects that they would not normally be able to do in their own studio practice. So there's something about what Blue Sky offers them, whether it's the opportunity to collaborate with young people, whether they're at a point in their career where they want to try some new directions or some new work. Maybe in a couple cases, the artists have wanted to use young people as a theme for their work, and so they've actually integrated the young people in a very different sort of way. But each artist is proposing a project that we find relevant to the work that that Blue Sky is trying to do. But you're absolutely right that the outcomes, and what has surprised me as a non-artist, how much the artist participants have been impacted, that the youth actually, in many cases, take ownership and forge the actual direction that the final project ends up going. We had one of the great examples, local choreographer Rodney Veal, who was in the program in 2009, the title of his final work was "To Me You're a Work of Art," which was a poem written by one of his youth participants, kind of telling the tale of Dayton, Ohio. And that actually became, as I said, the title of the piece and really was centered on this poem. So the relationship that takes place between the artist and the youth participants is really pretty profound. It is not a hierarchical, it is not a student-teacher relationship. It really is a very collaborative environment that we're able to create at Blue Sky.
And Terry, as an artist yourself, tell me a little bit about what you see as the benefit for local artists and the local artistic community to be doing something like this.
Well, it's easy to be myopic as a sculptor, you know, buried in your studio all the time, and once in a while we have to come up for air. But what the best part about Blue Sky for the local art community is that we get exposed to influences that we never would have imagined, to see how artists are perfecting their own work in new and inventive ways. What's surprising is how they find us as an inspiration at times, and or we get to collaborate or facilitate their way around town. So it's become a very personal thing for us as well. So that's been great to be able to connect with people outside of our own community. It broadens our own horizons and actually improves our own work.
And Peter, tell me about what's been happening this summer. What have the artists and students been creating?
We've actually had six projects going on this summer over the last 3 months. And in fact, we're going to be having a culminating event on Saturday, September 15th, called Creative Surprises. And for those who want to join us and celebrate, you are going to see work by six artists who have been working singularly. They've been working with youth participants, and they've been working collaboratively with other artists. And so we are going to have visual art installations. You're going to see video installations. You're going to see live performance installations that actually involve the integration of visual art, dance, and technology. So it's really a whole range of art. These are some remarkable artists. Adam Parker Smith, who is a Brooklyn, New York-based artist who has studio representation around the world, was here for a week in August and did some quite astounding work that involves gluing jelly beans and other food items to the wall and kind of making a three-dimensional live wallpaper. And it's really almost takes your breath away. Really very stunning work. Rodney Veal has collaborated with painter Catherine Mann and violinist Shapong Liu to create a new performance piece. Yellow Springs artist Michael Caselli has a number of pieces as part of the installation this year. And one of the things that was really exciting, for the first time, we actually had youth participants leave the area. Kaz McHugh and Pam Ayers, who are husband and wife team, create a project called Sticks and Stones, and we had a group of young people from Dayton actually go to Michigan for a week, and that was the sticks part of the project. And then in August, the same group of youth participants completed the project in Dayton, and that was the stones part of the project. So there's an exciting kind of visual comparison of the natural world of West Central Michigan and the heart architecture of Dayton. So the range of work is really quite unusual for a single exhibition. So we're really excited about the artists that were here and the various collaborations that took place.
And that's the culminating show is September 15th. And is that at the space in Courthouse Square?
It is actually at the 8 North Main Street space, which is across from Courthouse Square. It's the old CVS space. Some people know it as that. It's the PNC Bank building. And that starts at 6 o'clock. It goes from 6 to 10. Tickets are $25. There's food and drink and door prizes. And as the name implies, there will be creative surprises throughout the evening. And tickets can be purchased online by going to bluesskydayton.org. And you'll see a button to click on for ordering tickets. And we encourage people to do that.
One of the things that I find really as kind of an added surprise or flavor to a lot of the Blue Sky Project events is that you're using space that is otherwise a lot of times unused in the city. Do you think that adds something extra to what you're doing?
Thanks for bringing that up. I think it's one of the things we're actually quite proud of when we really talk about the totality. Blue Sky is not necessarily the easiest thing to explain to people because there are so many layers of an international artist residency and youth development and collaboration with local artists and all these things going on. But I think one of the things that is really important to us is the use of vacant downtown spaces, which is wonderful for people who are looking for vacant downtown spaces to put on art shows and art exhibits. I guess our preference would be there wouldn't be so much to choose from. But we've felt, I think, really fortunate over the last 4 years that we've been here to have used the Excelsior Lofts building, which is now finally going to be developed. The third floor of the Armory, which is not vacant on the first floor, but is typically an unused space. And then the last 2 years, we've been using multiple spaces on and around Courthouse Square. So the 8 North Main Street space, which is our main space, we actually have our gallery space at 33 North Main Street, which, although the name says Main Street, it's the old roly-poly sandwich shop on Courthouse Square. We've previously used space in the Key Bank building that was a former airline ticket office that was vacant for a number of years. And one of Michael Caselli's installations, called Slackwire, is at 100 West 2nd Street, which is the empty bank space in the Lee parking garage building across from the Arts Garage. So we are really excited when artists, local artists, can come in and take over these vacant spaces and add some life to them. And hopefully that helps the various landlords demonstrate that these are viable spaces, and hopefully over time we'll find permanent occupants for them.
Well, speaking of spaces and places, I want to take a quick break here because we've got something else that involves spaces and places that, Terry, you are involved in, and we're going to talk about that here in just a moment. Stay tuned. We're going to have more from Peter Benkendorf and Terry Welker. We're talking about the Blue Sky Project, and you are here. More coming up next on Kaleidoscope. Here's some music from TKO.
I close my eyes. She's coming.